I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Orlando police arrested two men for selling nitrous oxide, commonly known as laughing gas. They were doing this under the interstate. Police say the men faced charges including illegal distribution of nitrous oxide, which I didn't know this, but is also called hippie crack. So I guess like they just kind of give you a little balloon, you do a little inhale. And makes you feel kind of good for a quick second.
The weirdest things are sold under interstates. I mean, you never hear of anything normal going down under an interstate.
I've gotten a good hot dog or two under an interstate.
Ew. Well, all I can think of when I hear is something go down under an interstate or an overpass or whatever is like the guy in Miami who was on bath salts and ate the other guy's face. You know, those are the types of things that I think of.
I hope that wasn't going on there. But yeah, these dudes peddling hippie crack saw the officers. They were so smart, though, for these guys to be such bad dudes. They had walkie-talkies and earpieces, so the cops couldn't hear them talk. They just
that
like,
is so fancy.
Like, hey. I'm like, dude, that's genius, right?
Whoa.
Yeah, they still were able to be caught by the cops. They chased them down. One dude was tasered, and the other guy, I think he just surrendered, but they were in trouble. Apparently, it's illegal to possess nitrous oxide unless you are doing dental procedures. So there you go. That one's fun. Cops in Reno, they are looking for a 21-year-old named Devin and his 18-year-old girlfriend named Anna. Now, they are doing this in connection with a burglary that happened last Saturday. Apparently, they broke into someone's house and stole a bunch of stuff. Now, because of all this attention, their name being out there and more pressure being on them and just information, it came out that they're not just dating, but they're also cousins.
That's cute.
Man,
you know,
dating my cousin and she is hot as hell.
Love is love.
She looks just like my aunt.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
Devin.
I don't know, man. It's not clear if they're first or second cousins, but they're still cousins, and that's kind of messed up. Would you date your third cousin? Now, that's kind of a lot of separation.
No, I'm still, that's not enough separation for me.
Anything with a C in it, you're like, I'm out?
I'm out.
I'm out of here. Okay. As of this morning, they're still on the run. And your final dummy of the day today on the Joe and Alex Show, a 42-year-old woman in Brooklyn named Victoria came here from Russia. She did that in 2014 after she allegedly murdered someone.
Yikes. Why was she allowed in?
I don't know how she got through. I don't think we knew about it coming to America. Then in 2016, Victoria met a 35-year-old woman named Olga and noticed that they looked almost identical.
Ooh, weird. Is it her long-lost mother?
No, Alex. I wish I could give you a good story about this one. This gave her an idea. So in August of 2016, Victoria baked a poisoned cheesecake.
Oh my gosh.
Filled with Mother Russian tranquilizer and gave it to her doppelganger so Olga would die.
Did she die?
No, it actually just knocked her out for about a day, but then she woke up, she found Victoria had dressed her in lingerie and was staging her apartment to make it look like a suicide scene.
What the heck?
Yeah, Victoria was arrested in March of last year, and she was finally arraigned this week on attempted murder charges. She's facing up to 25 years.
Those crazy Russians.
Yeah. Stupid ball and squirrel.
I don't understand why she was trying to steal her identity. Was this lady, like, super wealthy or what?
I don't know. I feel like everything, when it gets stolen, it probably gets stolen from Russia.
Wow.
I had my Netflix stolen the other day. Probably somebody. It was probably Victoria. Oh, yes. I'll watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians. This is wonderful.
Poor Olga.
That right there is the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. You can go to RadioNowIndy.com and check out everything. Just click on the dummy of the day tab.